hours before the Alaska governor arrived, political activists packed the long block in front of Dallas's Fairmont Hotel. Police corralled sign-carrying Obama-Biden supporters on one end.
Go back to Alaska! Go back to Alaska!
Banner-waving McCain-Palin supporters on the other.
Hockey moms for Sarah! Hockey moms for Sarah!
Just about everyone in this rowdy crowd watched last night's televised vice presidential debate between Sarah Palin and her Democratic rival Joe Biden, and the assessment was predictable. Don Meifert said the debate confirmed her support for Obama-Biden.
I thought that Joe Biden did an excellent job. He answered the questions. He refuted her answers. And Sarah Palin did not give me a whole lot of substance in her answers last night.
Pamela Prince gushed about Palin's performance.
I thought Sarah was quick on her feet, and she was quick to point out when Joe Biden made mistakes and errors. I like her strength, her moral strength, and her fiscal conservatism.
The closest most fans got to seeing the Republican rock star was a glimpse through the window as her vehicle disappeared into the hotel's underground parking lot. The price for a closer look and a possible handshake was a $1,000 campaign contribution at the fundraiser. Dallas County Republican Chairman Jonathan Neerman says even then, getting up close and personal was tough.
It's standing room only in the dining room area. I've been to a lot of events in that ballroom. I've never seen it that jam-packed. And there's several hundred people still outside waiting to get in.
Neerman, who's trying to move Dallas County back into the Republican column, had hoped Palin would appear at a party-building event. But he said her mere presence in Dallas had rallied the local GOP. It appears to have rallied the Democrats as well. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.